had my dreams like everybody else, but fell out of reach. I said right out of reach. I could ignore.
What's up, Medford? This is Ariana Shaloub, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have an amazing show for you today. Later on, we're going to have a phone interview with a Dallas-based band called Topline Addicts. So I'm super excited for it. So right now, let's listen to their song, Dance With Me.
Drinks I just can't stand. just don't have it in me now. Too much tequila, leaving room for doubt. The spins are in it once I get inside. Crawl into bed, just bundle up and cry. I thought the morning after wouldn't be a chore, but who'd have thought it would. I'm a bit too shy, so I just smile politely. I know you want me to. What have I got to lose?
That was To Be Your Lover by the Burkharts. Next up, we have a request from a family friend. This is a Greek song called Zilevo by Yorgos Mazonakis. Shout out Jimmy Remo.
παραπέντε άργησες καρδιά μου, στην υγεία μου ξεσπάσα. Πήγε πλέον έξι, ποιος να αντέξει, έχω γίνει χάλια και μπουκάλια έσπασα.
Ζηλεύω, ζηλεύω, εσένα που αγαπάω και λατρεύω. Ζηλεύω, μου λείπεις και τα σπάω και χορεύω. Ζηλεύω, γιατί ακόμα θέλω να αγαπώ. Ζηλεύω, ζηλεύω, εσένα που αγαπάω και λατρεύω. Ζηλεύω, μου λείπεις και τα σπάω και χορεύω. Ζηλεύω, γιατί κοντά σου έτσι μόνο ζω.
Έχει γίνει μέρα, φεύγω σφαίρα, φεύγω από το σπίτι κι ας μου λείπει χαθήκα. Πήρα τα κλειδιά μου, την καρδιά μου, είπα να ξεφύγω πριν να φύγω σταθήκα.
Ζηλεύω, ζηλεύω, εσένα π' αγαπάω και λατρεύω. Ζηλεύω, μου λείπεις και τα σπάω και χορεύω. Ζηλεύω, γιατί ακόμα θέλω να αγαπώ. Ζηλεύω, ζηλεύω, εσένα π' αγαπάω και λατρεύω. Ζηλεύω, μου λείπεις και τα σπάω και χορεύω. Ζηλεύω, γιατί κοντά σου έτσι μόνο ζω. Ζηλεύω, εσένα π' αγαπάω και λατρεύω. Ζηλεύω, μου λείπεις και τα σπάω και χορεύω. Ζηλεύω, γιατί ακόμα θέλω να αγαπώ. Ζηλεύω, ζηλεύω, εσένα π' αγαπάω και λατρεύω. Ζηλεύω, μου λείπεις και τα σπάω και χορεύω. Ζηλεύω, γιατί ακόμα θέλω να αγαπώ.
Everyone, we have a special guest on the phone. Please give a warm welcome to Top Line Addicts.
Hi, guys. What's up?
All right. So, let's see. I want to give a warm welcome to our special guest. This is a band from Dallas, Texas, and it's so great to have you guys on the show. So, who do we have here today? And can you guys tell me a little bit about yourselves?
Well, thank you. We're super stoked to be on your show. So I'm Carter. I sing and play guitar, and then we got a couple other guys that I saw that kind of introduced themselves.
I'm Gavin. I play lead guitar for the band.
And I'm Connor. I'm Carter's twin brother, and I play keys.
Awesome. So I have some questions. Let's see. What is the history of Top Line Addicts? Tell me how it all started.
Yeah, so it started when I was probably 16 or 17 and had just started playing guitar. And, you know, I tried writing songs mostly just because I was really bad at, like, playing my instrument. So I just figured if I could write songs that were kind of cool, then, like, that would be my end as a musician. And I joined the Army after graduating high school, and I knew pretty quick that, you know, I was not going to be in the Army forever and wanting to get out and wanting to start a band. So yeah, for me, it was really that, was doing something that maybe wasn't very fun for a while, but, kind of gets you, some clarity on what you actually want to do with your life. So yeah, I got out of the Army and I had written a few songs and that I knew were pretty strong, and I didn't really know how to sing or anything yet. So it was just this process of, you know, asking my friends for advice, or I don't even know how many songs I sent to my mom, just asking her what she thought of them. But once I had some demos together, I just kind of started going online and on social media and trying to find guys locally to start jamming with, and it took us a while to get to the group that we have now, but I mean, everybody's just they're the dudes, they're awesome.
That's so cool. What are some of your, like, musical influences? Like, what are your favorite artists, and is there anything that inspires you?
Well, I can say for most of my songwriting, a lot of my influences are really a lot of Chicago indie bands from, like, the early 2000s. There's this really cool band called Hush Sound, and they kind of sound like Panic at the Disco a little bit. I think they were signed to the same label. But they kind of sound like Panic at the Disco. And so I just wanted to be, you know, I wanted to sing like that singer. I just knew that, oh, that's the sound that I want to go for. And another band that's connected to them called Gold Motel, they've got this retro 60s sunshiny sort of a vibe, and I kind of wanted to just take both those bands and smash them together.
You can't forget about the underground indie band Foo Fighters.
Yeah, there's a little band called Foo Fighters. I think they're, you know, they're not a lot of people have heard of them, but they're pretty cool.
That's awesome. So where have you guys been performing?
So far, all of our shows have been local to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So with us being still a pretty new band, we haven't played as many shows as a lot of bands that have been around for a long time. So we're definitely looking forward to getting a lot more shows booked this year and kind of expanding outwards a little bit more.
That's so cool. So, like, what year did your band start?
Well, I had first started, you know, jamming with friends and putting a group together and calling it Top Line Addicts in probably 2020. Yeah, it would have been 2020 was when I was doing that.
Yeah.
During quarantine and everything. And but we, you know, it kind of, like with any band, it takes a while to settle into your sound and what your vibe is, who do you champion and who you represent and all that kind of stuff. So this crew that we have now, which is, that's what Pop Romantics is the members that we have right now. We've been a band for probably 5 months with the five of us, I think.
Yeah, because our drummer Nathan joined back in October, early November, something like that.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. So you said 2020. So has COVID, I know COVID has impacted almost everything, but do you think that COVID has like hindered your band in any way, or has it made anything better? Like, I know with quarantine, like a lot of creative people definitely have profited off of COVID and having time at home and just like, you know, to jam out or to draw. Like, I'm an artist, so I draw a lot. But how did COVID impact you guys?
Well, for us, it hindered some stuff, and it helped in a lot of other ways that I didn't really see at the time. I think for us, we had planned on hiring this recording engineer that, you know, we were really big fans of, and, you know, wanting to go to his place and record for the first time in a real studio. And I was so green. Like, I didn't know how to record anything. I didn't know that I maybe didn't sound so great at the time.
Well, the originals you recorded inside a chicken coop.
Right. So
no way.
So when COVID hit, and of course I had studio time booked for April of 2020, so right when everything kind of happened, we had to adjust our plan for sure. So I went from planning on going to this real recording studio to I'm living in a converted chicken coop in Washington.
Oh my gosh.
And I have to record the songs here, you know. So that was how I kind of got some initial demos done, was within that space. And yeah, so it definitely changed a lot. But we learned a lot about recording, and that's definitely shaped a lot of our process now. So in that way, it definitely helped us.
That's so cool. That's such a fun story, the chicken coop. How do you guys like go about like writing your songs? Do you have like a beat in your head and then you write the music, or is it the other way around and you write the lyrics first?
I really don't consider myself a very strong lyric writer. To me, lyrics are the last thing that I'll look at when I'm working on a song, and I'll honestly, I'll even change them while I'm recording vocals. I go, you know what, I want to change this word. This word sings better, so I'm going to do that. And so I usually start with either a guitar riff or just a chord progression that I think is kind of interesting, and I just figure out what the vocal melody is going to be from there. And then we kind of work together at passing ideas around and figuring out what we're kind of all envisioning the song as. But we start with that, and then lyrics end up being last.
Oh, wow. That's cool. So, like, of your own music, of Top Line Addicts, what do you think, like, which song was, like, the most fun to write? Or what's, like, your favorite what was your favorite process for writing one of your songs?
Well, I'd say it's a tie for two of them for a completely different reason. We had a song called Loretta that is just really heartfelt, you know, really sweet sounding song. And that was one that when I had finished writing the lyrics for it, because I really just don't have a very good time writing lyrics, when I finished writing it, I just thought, wow, like, I did it. I got one. Like, this, you know, this one has cool lyrics. And then we have another song called Dance With Me. That song, I just woke up on a Sunday morning and had been out partying the night before, and I woke up and I was definitely still in an altered state, so I couldn't really go anywhere that morning, and I just sat around and wrote that song in about 45 minutes, not really thinking anything of it. It was just more of a it was just something to do to buy time until I could, you know, probably legally get in my car.
Yeah, it's like the more time that we put into the songwriting, the harder it ends up being.
Yeah,
some of the more popular ones that we've written were just like on a whim, like 45 minutes and it's done.
Wow, that's crazy. 45 minutes. Like, on average, like, how long do you think it takes to, like, write some of your other songs?
Wow, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I've had a different process for every single song that we have out. They've kind of had a different journey of how they've arrived, being done. We have a song out that I started writing when I was 16, and I didn't finish it until I was 23. But then we have other songs like "Dance with Me" that just kind of happened in an hour, and then we were just done.
Yeah. And I mean, even now, all the songs that we have out now, that was like all Carter pretty much. And since now that we have like all five of us in the band, it's definitely been a lot more collaborative. So it just takes longer because to write a song, we kind of all have to be together at this point.
That's so cool. So my question is, what is your biggest musical challenge? What do you enjoy most about being an artist?
I think my biggest musical challenge is just, I don't know, battling imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
You better
say
I'll work on a song, and if I've been working on it for an hour and I'm just, it's not even done, and I'll just think, well, this isn't really anything. I'm just gonna move on. And then one of them hears it and goes like, why isn't this done? Like, why aren't we playing this one?
Yeah, that song we've written.
Yeah. So imposter syndrome for me is probably and for really all of us is the hardest, hardest battle.
But it's a give and take because, we all individually think we are the worst member in the band. And so we all like bring everything that we have to the table to prove to ourselves and each other, when in reality, like, everybody here is a fairly good musician.
Oh yeah. I mean, we argue about that all the time. It's like everyone genuinely believes that everybody else is better than them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which, I mean, as far as I'm convinced, like, I'm actually right. Okay, all you guys are better than I am.
Yeah.
But as far as maybe the most fun part for me, I think that for me the most fun part is coming up with a cool chorus, because I try to come up with something that's going to get stuck in someone's head. So if I show you the song once and you're not singing it now or later, I'm going to write another song.
Well, you did a good job, because I've been listening to your songs all week and they're all stuck in my head. So I love all of your songs.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dance With Me was the song that started it all. It came up on my For You page, and I was listening to it, and I was like, hey, let me add this to my Spotify playlist. And I played it at my show last week, and that's how I got in contact with you guys.
Wow.
But yeah, I feel like TikTok is such a cool way to find music. And have you guys found a lot of success since joining TikTok and promoting your music through there?
We definitely have. It was something that, I mean, especially since 2020, that's been the way. If you're an artist, like, that's been the way to get out there and find your audience. And we were kind of reluctant at first, and it wasn't necessarily us thinking we shouldn't be on TikTok, but it was kind of new at the time, and we're thinking, like, how are we supposed to fit in on this platform? What do we even do? Again, back to the imposter syndrome, why would anybody care what we have to say? Percy, our bass player, has been pretty much running the TikTok now for, eight months probably? And he's just doing an awesome job. I mean, he's the guy with the dark curly hair that you see on TikTok all the time. That's our bass player, and he's
the most famous one in the band.
Oh yeah, he's the most famous. Yeah.
That's so cool. And like from watching all your TikToks, I noticed that you guys all wear red suits. Is there like a meaning behind that, or is red all your favorite colors?
I thought they were green. Yeah, there is definitely meaning to that for our kind of sound and our vibe. We're really, really attracted to all of those like 60s, you know, the late 60s bands, like mid to late 60s bands. You know, you think of the Beatles or the Kinks, and the Shadows and all those bands, the Beach Boys even, they would all wear matching suits or just matching outfits when they'd go play. And I always thought that was really, really cool. And I wanted to kind of bring a little bit of that back, because I know a lot of the indie scene right now, people kind of show up to a show wearing like what they could have worn to school that day, or what they could have worn to work. And I think that's super, super cool, and it makes them immediately relatable, because you're thinking, wow, I could have been standing behind this guy at the coffee shop. But I think for us, it was a decision that we made to show everybody in the audience, like, hey, we're putting on a show. This is an experience, and we want to dress up for it because it's important to us.
Yeah, they kind of separate us from the crowd, because like, yeah, we want our music to be separate from the crowd as well.
Yeah, and the red suits were from there's a Tom Hanks movie in the 90s called That Thing You Do, and it's about this fake one-hit wonder band called The Wonders. and they're kind of this Beatles, Beach Boys-esque group, and it just follows their journey of, oh, we wrote a hit song, and oh, we're on the radio, and we're playing on TV, and they all wore matching red suits. So I saw that, and I love that song, I love that whole soundtrack, and I love that movie, and I just thought that'd be kind of a fun thing to do on stage.
Yeah, we're just gonna write a better ending.
Yeah,
totally. I'm definitely aware of the movie. I actually did meet Tom Hanks once, fun fact.
Oh my god. What was that like?
It was really cool. So I was on vacation with my family in Greece, because my family is Greek, and we were on one of the islands that Tom Hanks happens to stay at when he's not like filming movies, and we were just walking down like one of the streets with a bunch of shops, and we see someone sitting on a bench, and so my dad looks to me and my mom, and he says, "Is that Tom Hanks?" And so he went up to him, and we had a conversation, we got a selfie and everything, and it's definitely, it was the highlight of our trip, like, hands down.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
Yeah, he was so nice. I mean, if I had met you guys before, I would have told him about your band. But yeah, that's so cool. How did you guys come up with the name Topline Addicts?
So the band name is really just it's a bad inside joke about me being a really poor lyricist. Did somebody say imposter syndrome? So top line is it's your vocal melody. So like if you were to go to Nashville and talk to all the songwriters there, and there are people that are like that are just top line writers. They'll show up and they'll work out their vocal melody or the hook for a song or any of that kind of stuff. That's what they do. They're top line writers. So for me, it was just kind of referencing my experience writing songs, which is as soon as I come up with a really fun, catchy chorus, even if I don't have words for it, I just it feels really great, and you feel like you've accomplished a bunch already. And then I just wanted to move on and do another one. I didn't want to finish writing words. Like, I'll get there later. That's basically done, and then I just move on.
That's so cool. I definitely relate. I mean, as an artist, not a music artist, but a fine arts, I do a lot of drawing. I can totally relate to that, because I'll always start a piece and then I end up never finishing it. But that's so cool. Are you guys all from Dallas? And how did you guys all meet?
So that's actually really, really funny. We're not all maybe from Dallas. Connor and I are, yeah, yeah, we
So Connor and I are twins, and we grew up in Minnesota, and we lived there until we were 13 or 14, then moved to Dallas. And Percy, our bass player, this is really funny, he's also from Minnesota. He grew up half an hour away from where me and Connor were living.
Oh, no way.
We didn't meet until we were all in Dallas. And Percy just answered, right, yeah, like a year ago, and Percy just answered the ad that I put out, you know, like, we need a bass player, and he just came to try out, and of course we found out he was from Minnesota. So that was really, really funny. Gavin, well, Gavin's a music student at the University of North Texas, and he's from Illinois. When he reached out to me to come try out, we set up a time and, you know, like scheduled the audition or whatever. And, so he comes over to my house, where we're, you know, where the band practices, and just, he comes in, big smile, long hair, really nice dude. And we get to playing the songs, and I knew pretty much right away, like, okay, he's the dude. And I asked him, yeah, man, are you, could you come through, like, next week and jam with everybody? And he's kind of thinking, like, well, you know, I got to go back home to Illinois, because I'm staying there over the summer for, you know, with my family. But, I mean, I'm going to be here for school. And I just asked him, like, oh, cool. So, like, what are you in town for here? He just said, I'm here to audition for your band.
Yeah.
So Gavin, you drove 11 hours to come audition.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
11 hours. I booked a hotel, and was here for like, what, 2-3 days or something, just for the audition. Up to that point, I had already had a guitarist, like until the day before I auditioned.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. So he came through to like jam with me when we still already had a guitar player at the time, and then the day he shows up, I told him, hey man, yeah, we don't have a guitar player anymore, so this spot's definitely open. But then he got the job, and then he drove home, and his mom's just looking at him like, what are you doing here? Like, go back to Texas and play in the band.
That's so cool. Have you guys played out yet? And so what are some of your favorite memories from playing out?
So we've done a couple of shows together. But again, just because we've had this crew for only, you know, 4 or 5 months now, we haven't gotten an opportunity to play out as a group as much as we'd like. I mean, that's definitely changing. We've got, I want to say, 5 or 6 shows booked in the next 2 months, which is really, really great. I think for us, like, the most interesting experience for our first show together was, I just gotten off work like that day, and I'm ready to drive an hour to the venue with Connor, and we're trying to get there super early, so you know, we have all of our stuff loaded into the venue, and we can hang out and talk to everybody, and then nobody's worried about showing up late or any of that stuff. So in true lead singer fashion, I was the last person there. So I showed up, and everybody had already been hanging out there for a while, and thinking, okay, all right, I'm sorry. You just not make this a habit, but and that was a really, really fun show. I mean, it was the first time that all of us got to play out together. And I mean, all the bands that we got to meet there were really, really great. It you kind of feel a little weird, sitting in a bar, sitting in a venue, looking around at a bunch of people in street clothes, and we're all in like red 3-piece matching suits. Yeah. Just sitting at a table. Okay, we're not hiding from anybody now. All right. But yeah, that's been probably the favorite memory so far.
So cool. Do you guys all have a favorite song out of the songs that are out on Spotify right now?
I think my favorite is probably Loretta. I don't know about y'all. What do you guys think?
For what we have out right now, definitely The Arthur.
Dance With Me for sure.
That's so cool.
Mm. Yeah.
So what do you guys think is next for Top Line Addicts? Where do you guys see yourselves in the future?
The last month and a half for us has just been such a huge huge explosion in kind of outreach and popularity for our song. So it's tough to say exactly where we're going to be a year from now, but things are going really, really well. We've got new songs that are written and ready to record that we just got to get together and actually track them. So we're really, really excited to do that. We're gonna be getting some merch done as soon as we can, so we'll have that available as well. Really just recording some more songs and playing out more shows and hopefully bigger shows and getting to hang out with all these yahoos every night. It's pretty great.
Yeah. That's great. When can we expect a new song from Top Line Addicts?
I don't want to promise a release date just yet, but I can tell you that we are starting production on the next single.
And we are very excited.
Yeah, it is. We are very excited about it.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. Thank you so much, guys. It was so great having you guys on the air, and I appreciate you guys calling in and telling us all about your band. And of course, here in Medford, we're going to continue to play your songs, and I hope we can have you guys on Love on Air in the future. But when you guys become famous, don't forget about the college girl who introduced the entire Tufts University to the amazing band that's Top Line Addicts.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Of course.
All right. See you around.
See you. Bye-bye. All right, guys. That was Top Line Addicts, a new band from Dallas, Texas. And now let's play one of their songs. Let's play Loretta.
track. I taught you how to play it, but you rolled your eyes at that. Thought I'd push my luck and ask if I could call you mine. The only thing you ever did was teach me how to cry. Sweet things you never said, taking it back, you trashed me out again. Sweet things you never said lately. Sweet things you never said, taking it back, you trashed me out again. Sweet things you never said lately.
That was Sweet Things by Topline Addicts. Next up for you, we are going to do a PSA. Let's hear it. This is called the Winter Health PSA. One of the best ways to help protect yourself from colds, flu, and other transmissible illnesses like the coronavirus is to wash your hands before touching any part of your face or eating, especially if you've been touching shared surfaces like doorknobs and railings. Germs are often spread when a person touches something that is contaminated with germs and then touches their eyes, nose, or mouth. Be sure to eat right and get plenty of sleep, which, along with the exercise and stress reduction, helps keep your immune system healthy and better able to withstand infection. Finally, if you do get sick, keep your distance from others to prevent them from getting sick too. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing. If possible, stay home from work, school, and errands when you are too sick to help prevent spreading your illnesses to others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Next up for you, we have, this is a song I also found on TikTok, 1984 by Jacob Mall. Alright guys, we have one last song for you. It's going to be called Friends by Jay Solomon. But before we do that, let's do one last station ID, because this is Ariana Shaloub and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. But I think we should hear it from our school president, Tony Monaco, so give it up for Tony.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks, Tony. Let's hit it with Friends by Jay Solomon.
I have friends who have jobs they wear suits to. I have friends who have 401ks. I have friends who own kids and their name and their babies, their spouses, late grandparents' names. I know some kids who never left Newtown doing the same things they did back in high school. It's ironic to me that they probably see my mom more than I get a chance to. I took one hard look in the mirror and I didn't know what I wanted to see.
But there was a man standing there with my eyes and my hair. He was pointing and laughing at me, and he said, "Get your act together, kid. Screw your head on straight. You know it can be wise to try taking your time. Just don't expect no one to wait. There's some kids that I know who are junkies. There's some more who are sitting in jail. And yeah, there's a few who went to heaven too soon. There's a couple who tried but they failed. In the back of my mind I heard something, a voice that I soon recognized as my own. It said those who throw stones should live in glass homes, or at least that's what we've all been told. I took one hard look in the mirror, but I was confused by what I was seeing. 'Cause there was a boy and a bear with the beast, unaware that the boy was too damn scared to breathe. So I said, "Get your act together, kid. Screw your head on straight. And should you decide to try saving your hide, well, you best set your mind to escape." My best childhood friend's getting married. The other is getting his Harvard degree. I bet I cross their minds every once in a while, and I wonder what they think of me. I took one hard look in the mirror, and I didn't know what I wanted to see. But there was nobody there, and the longer I stared, well, the more I began to believe.